Don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
The more police are there, the more tension it is. The more tension it is, the more chance you have to get things.
Protecting and supporting access to gender-affirming health care is essential.
He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder.
We saw large, peaceful protests focusing on the systemic changes.
So that is a little of Tim Walz, where 7 out of 10 of people listening to me right now around the country, according to a recent survey, I don't doubt it, don't even know who he is. Governor of Minnesota. Do the people of Minnesota know who he is? Could they help us out? What about people that work with him? They certainly can. Julia Coleman's one of them, Minnesota State Senator. Julia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
First off, what was your interaction like with the governor?
So I can tell you, I've gotten a front row seat to who exactly Governor Tim Walz is, and I have seen our state plummet. We've literally seen it burn under Tim Walz. We lost Minneapolis due to the George Floyd riots that he let get out of hand. In 1 year with the Democratic trifecta, he increased spending in Minnesota by 40% without giving any of it back to taxpayers. In fact, he increased taxes by over $10 billion. I mean, America's got to get ready to hold on to their wallets. This is a man being portrayed. I watched all the media coverage yesterday as this middle of the road, aw shucks Minnesotan, but he's almost a socialist. He's taken every single policy in Minnesota, every hot issue, every social issue to the most extreme version possible. And it's been heart wrenching watching Minnesota become a cold California under Governor Walz.
But he originally had a Republican legislature, right? Or at least one body. And now it's all Democrat. How did he change when that changed?
When we were in the majority, the Minnesota Senate Republicans were, we were able to block abortion up through all 9 months, tax increases, children being taken away from their parents to get transition treatment. We were able to block all of that because we forced him to work with Republicans. And what we learned is if he doesn't have to, he won't. We tried reaching our hand out across the aisle under the Democratic trifecta, and that hand got slapped away repeatedly. In fact, in the final hours of session, after Republicans debated over 24 hours, Tim Walz and the Democrats passed a 1,480-page bill that no one had read, with more tax increases, more policies harming our schools and our state. The way he runs things is unacceptable, and I'm fearful for America with him in the White House.
What has he done for your surplus in the state?
What surplus?
You used to have one, right?
We did. We used to have almost an $18 billion surplus. And when he spent a 40% increase in spending in the state of Minnesota, did taxpayers see that? No. We saw that go back into the government. In fact, they're building a massive palace for politicians at the tune of $750 million.
So when people say he's a folksy football coach, middle of the road guy, why are they trying to characterize him like that? And why is your characterization so different?
I think with somebody as far left and from California as Vice President Harris, they need to put a aw shucks hunter Midwestern guy in there that's middle of the road to balance her out. But those of us in Minnesota who have seen his policies, have had a front row seat, know that he is borderline a socialist. And now she's created the most far left ticket the Democratic Party has ever seen. This ticket makes Obama look like a moderate.
Here's what Kamala Harris described him. Cut five.
To the people of southern Minnesota, for 12 years he was congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walz. And to his former high school football players, he was coach.
They love that characterization.
They do, but it couldn't be further from the truth. When you see policies that he's championing and cheering, in Minnesota, a baby moments from birth can be slaughtered in the womb. We have had it so that, for example, my father, if he really was a hunter, as he says, my father can't loan my brother a shotgun for the weekend to go hunting anymore in the state of Minnesota. I have far less members of this state reaching out to me, my constituents, saying, I can't afford any more of these tax increases, but he does it anyways. This is not a middle of the road man.
So, you know, one of the reasons why Governor Shapiro wasn't picked is because he's Jewish and he's pro-Israel. There's no doubt about it. Even Van Jones said the same thing. How does he deal with the Muslim community? How does he deal with the anti-Semitism that we're seeing everywhere?
He does nothing. And we have a very strong Somali population in the Twin Cities, in Minneapolis in particular. And he did nothing to when the University of Minnesota had Jewish students fearful to go on campus. He did nothing. And as the mother of Jewish children, that was incredibly disturbing to me. Minnesota had no proclamation saying that we stand with Israel. There was no reaching out to the Jewish community to say, hey, what can I do to make you feel safe in the state of Minnesota? I don't think he will be a strong supporter for our brothers and sisters in Israel.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Minnesota State Senator Julia Coleman's here. Julia, when it comes to illegals, you guys are really backwards. State-funded health care, driver's license for all, free college tuition for illegal immigrants. Are you kidding?
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you heard him in that clip. If you're going to build a 25-foot wall, I'm going to invest in a 30-foot ladder. And we're also seeing in Minnesota proposals to make Minnesota a sanctuary state, essentially saying, come here and we aren't going to hand you over to the federal government. It's absolutely ridiculous what he's doing in this state.
How did he get reelected?
That's a very good question. We've seen the Democrat machine come out in full force in Minnesota. We've seen them see that the state of Minnesota is absolutely in play, and they invest millions and millions in our races here. And we don't always see the same investment from the other side of the aisle. And so what we're hoping for and what I'm seeing from President Trump's team is that that's changing. We are seeing investment. In fact, Trump's team is coming to Minnesota tomorrow to promote election integrity and getting out the vote. We are seeing investment in Minnesota so that we can stop it from going further and further socialist.
So this quote from the George Floyd riots when your city was literally burning is from his wife, Gwen. She said, quote, I could smell the burning tires. That was the very thing that I kept the windows open as long as I could because I felt that was such a touchstone of what was happening. She thought it was a good thing that these rioters were burning tires. She wanted it in the house.
I used to be Miss Minneapolis, and I represented that city with so much pride. And I'm also the daughter of a law enforcement officer. And I don't think it was a good thing as I was glued to my phone praying that my dad would come home that night. And what they did to Minneapolis, letting our third precinct burn, what they have done to the law enforcement community in Minneapolis, who is short hundreds of officers. People today will tell you, I represent a suburban district. We don't go to Minneapolis anymore. It's horrible what's happened. And now he's going to do that to America. I really hope that the voters get to know who he truly is, see this ticket for the far left ticket that it is, and reject it.
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, some of the things it highlights, you got 1995, got a DUI. And number two, his handling of the Black Lives Matter riots, people point to. His COVID-19 lockdowns, we have not talked about. But the you guys were as restricted as anyone.
We weren't able to go to bars, to restaurants. You couldn't get your hair cut in the state of Minnesota. And he said, yes, there's help coming. We're going to use COVID dollars. Well, what we're seeing under Governor Tim Walz's leadership is one of the most massive misuse of COVID funds in the nation, not to mention under Governor Tim Walz, this is a pattern. We had a $250 million Feeding Our Future scandal where money that was supposed to go to hungry children went to scam artists in the state of Minnesota. The waste, fraud, and abuse that happens here, even when he shuts down our entire state, is mind-blowing.
You know, what's amazing, too, is with this abortion stance, he immediately in 2023 signed into law legislation that includes no limits on when a woman could end the life of an unborn baby. And I know this is gruesome, but I think people should know it. They say 5 infants were born alive in 2021 during failed abortions, and none were provided life-saving care, though 2 got comfort care and still died. That, according to the Department of Health, that was reported July 1st, 2022. That's in Minnesota.
That's in Minnesota, and that was their first priority once they got the Democratic trifecta. And in regards to the number of babies that have survived or passed away from botched abortions or being born alive, well, their solution to that was they stopped the reporting. That was the bill they passed. They passed away born alive protection, saying that we had to protect babies that survived abortion. And they also took away funding for pregnancy resource centers. They're not pro-choice. They're pro-abortion at this point.
I know. And what about, I don't know if you know anything about this, but he loves China. Tim Walz fawned over China. He went over and taught school there, part of a, I guess, a Harvard program, Harvard Word Tech program. He taught high school there, Walz did, along with his wife. Been back 30 times. Just knowing what China's become and how they try to infiltrate us in every pass, that worries me.
That worries me, too. I think that there has to be a lot of conversations with the media asking what his stances are on foreign policy and taking a good look at what he did to the state of Minnesota, to our spending, to the fact that people are fleeing and migrating out of Minnesota faster than almost any other state in the nation. They have to be asked tough questions. And he made a comment about J.D. Vance being on the couch yesterday. Well, J.D. Vance was actually taking unscripted questions from the media. When is that going to happen on the other side?
Yeah, and J.D. Vance went after your guy. Listen to him talk about his use of weapons. He was bragging that I don't want to use the weapons I use at war at home. Listen.
I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that we, and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? When was this, what was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone?
So that's a problem. Look, I appreciate his service, but you can't extrapolate it on it and bring in untruths.
Correct. And in Minnesota, we have a very far left reaching media. And so I think that it's almost good that some sunshine is going to be on this entire Tim Walz situation in his background, because Minnesota media sure as heck isn't going to look into it.
Thanks so much, Julia. You guys got to start winning election, get some power back in Minnesota, because I know Trump still thinks he can win it.
Hey, from your lips to God's ears, thanks for having me.
Go get him.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.